KSRN News, I'm John Scott. A New York judge opted not to put Donald Trump behind bars for his conviction in the New York criminal case.
Judge Juan Marchand could have sentenced the president-elect to up to 4 years in prison. Instead, he chose an unconditional discharge and no penalty. During the hearing, the judge said the legal protections of the presidency do not reduce the seriousness of the crime or justify it. Trump, who appeared virtually, insisted he committed no crime and plans to appeal.
White House correspondent Greg Clungston reporting from the courthouse in Manhattan. Also at SRNNews.com, firefighters fighting the deadly blazes in Los Angeles around the clock. The death toll remains at 10. The blazes have burned more than 10,000 homes and other structures since Tuesday. President Biden hosted a briefing on the wildfires in the Oval Office on Friday. California Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass appearing virtually. A powerful winter storm that dumped heavy snow and glazed roads with ice across much of Texas and Oklahoma has lumbered eastward into the deep south and elsewhere. Schools canceled for millions of children across a wide tract of southern states from Texas to Georgia, as far east as South Carolina. There are good numbers in December's unemployment report.
U.S. hiring picked up unexpectedly last month. Employers added 256,000 jobs, an improvement of 44,000 jobs over November's figures. The unemployment rate dropped 0.1% to 4.1% from the month before. Recent figures suggest a stable job market. Layoffs are running below pre-pandemic levels, and the Labor Department's weekly tracking reported that just 211,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week, the least number in nearly a year. George Williams reporting.
And after that jobs report, stocks are sharply lower, the Dow off 700 points now. This is SRN News. Would you let a robot write your sermon?
Most pastors say no. What we're really talking about, of course, is artificial intelligence. A new report from the Barna Group finds nearly 90% of clergymen would feel uncomfortable using AI in the process of constructing their weekly sermon. However, 88% would have no problem with using it to design graphics for the church, and about 80% would use AI to, quote, assist with marketing and marketing materials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Poland. Authorities trying to track down the person who painted graffiti on a memorial for those who were deported to concentration camps from the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II. Writing on social media, Israel's ambassador to Poland, Jacob Levine, says shameful vandalism. Anti-Semitism has surged around the globe ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in October of 2023. This is SRN News. A big airline's bottom line took off in the final 3 months of 2024.
Delta Airlines' fourth quarter results topped analyst expectations as travel demand was strong during the crucial holiday period. Delta also benefited from a drop in the cost of fuel during the quarter. The company earned $843 million for the 3 months ended December 31st. While topping expectations a year earlier, Delta earned just over $2 billion. The carrier also forecast full-year earnings exceeding Wall Street estimates. Rich Thomason reporting.
The District of Columbia suing the federal government over pollution in the Anacostia River, hoping it will lead to a cleanup of that urban waterway. The lawsuit says the pollution has largely affected communities of color. It argues that federal authorities dump toxic waste, heavy metals, and chemicals, including carcinogenic PCBs in the river. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.